You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Yeah, like that dude just said, Right Side Radio, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. So this is Thursday. This is 4.07 PM. That means we're up into one of my favorite segments of every single week. We do a thing called the Grand Council. We have two of my brethren in conservative talk radio right here in the state of Alabama. Let me call the roll. Do I have a Dale Jackson from WVNN?
Colonel, Alabama's most trusted journalist, is here. Hoo-ah!
All right. There is. We have two-thirds of the quorum. Do I have a Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 in the nether regions of our state?
I am present.
You are present and enthused all the time. So, yes. All right. I pronounce a quorum. Copper, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! Ta-da! Okay, all right. A quorum having been announced, we are now convening the Grand Council. You know the rules, gentlemen. We take turns pinging each other with questions. We see how we respond. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't. We love each other nonetheless when it's over. I'm saying, Dale Jackson, you're first today.
All right, this is a very important story. A lot of people are talking about it. On an airline, Mike Tyson decided that he had had enough of the person behind him, turned around and punched him a couple of times. How drunk would you have to be to not leave Mike Tyson alone when he tells you to?
I'd have to be like Dale Jackson drunk is what I'm thinking. I'd have to be like Dale Jackson snockered to make that happen. I saw that story. And here's the thing, though. I mean, first of all, self-inflicted wound on the part of the dude that was harassing Mike Tyson. But then again, self-inflicted wound on the part of Mike Tyson, who can't seem to just keep his life together. So, dude, at some point, just smile and say, shut up and push the little button and ask the stewardess to tell this guy to leave you alone. Jeff?
I guess. I saw the story, too. Not a very, very wise thing for Mike Tyson, who's constantly in trouble, to do. But maybe it's this. Maybe these guys are Tyson's from an older generation. He thought, you know, after a few drinks, he could take him or something.
All I know is the report that I read on it, and I think I saw it first on your Twitter feed, Dale, was that literally these guys kept, like, talking in his ear and wouldn't leave him alone. He kept asking him to leave him alone, and they just wouldn't do it. He finally turned around and just, you know, gave him a couple of wham-bams, and there it was. All right, next question. Well, Dale, you got your own question? What do you think? What's the word?
I'd have to be ultra Dale Jackson intoxicated, because even I know the guy with the face tattoo and a conviction for rape is not the guy I'm going to be picking a fight with.
The guy who bites people's ears off when they're beating him in the ring. Yes.
Yeah. I guess I left out the part where he beats people up for a living. Yeah. So I'm not picking that fight.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So listen, I'm going to take the next question then. I've been asking my callers today. I got some great calls on this. So there is angst among the opposition that the lead candidates in both the gubernatorial and Senate races are declining to attend forums where they're all together and to debate. Now, I get it. They're in do-no-harm mode. But here's my question for you. Opine for me, gentlemen. How do you think Kay Ivey would do on a stage next to Lou Burdett, Tim James, Lindy Blanchard, Dean Odle? How would she hold up? Same question as to Mike Durant. How would he hold up with Katie Britt and Mo Brooks trying to ping at him? Jeff, you first.
I think Ivy would do a little better than the expectations may be.
Really?
The expectations are so low. But keep this in mind. You're not going to win many voters by beating up on Kay Ivey on stage. So I think she would probably fare better. I mean, it's like Joe Biden. The expectations were so low for him and diminished. They did okay, but on the Senate side, here's what smart people tell me is one of Durant's fears of getting on stage. That I guess he's a shorter guy, and the fear is that that's going to detract when Mo Brooks is the tallest guy on the stage. I don't know if I buy that.
Get him a box.
The guy was a special ops Blackhawk helicopter pilot. I don't see his height being a thing.
Well, this is what they're worried about, not what I care or you care about. This is what they're worried about. The other thing, I just wonder how coached up he is. He's still running his company. I know he's divested, but he's, you know, has he thought about these issues a whole lot?
Dale.
Well, I agree. I think it's a Joe Biden situation where anything above falling down is probably seen as a victory.
For
KIV, I think that she'd have done fine. I just don't think she would have wowed anybody. But she's in a do-no-harm mode, as you mentioned before. I think she would have been fine. She's been in this game long enough. It may have showed her to look old. I mean, that's possible, but that's sort of the slam on her anyway. This may have just confirmed it. On the other side, Mike Durant, I think we're learning that he says things that he probably shouldn't say, even if he thinks them. Maybe he gets on the stage and he does that, especially if Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are punching him like he's on a flight with Mike Tyson.
Well, and I'll repeat some comments I made earlier in the show. Kay Ivey, I don't think she would do well, because I think part of what happens in a side-by-side debate is people look not just for the content of your messaging, they look to see how you present. And I do think that she would appear very tired. And I don't think her voice would project like it used to back in the day. I don't think her voice would project such that if they were interrupting her, she would be able to grab the microphone back, if you know what I mean. The Mike Durant, though, I think Mike Durant would actually show up and would at least hold his own. His content might not always be perfect. Who knows? But I think he's also, though, presented himself as the strong military leader. And by not showing up on stage, I think he's hurting that image. And I think that's something that his campaign better start considering pretty soon. All right. Who's question next? I think it's Jeffro.
Let's stick with the governor's race. Eternal poll out today. Ward Baker did it on behalf of the governor's campaign. Showed her at 60%. I don't think she's quite that high. But I wonder, is some of what she's doing, some of these folksy ads and some of the pushing back against Jen Psaki and Maxine Waters, is that you know, all of this matters on the margins. Is that pushing her back toward that 50% threshold?
I'll be honest with you. I don't think she's at 60%. In fact, I don't think she's at 50%. I think she's more in the 40s. And I'm going to predict that she's going to come out with somewhere between 38 and 42 when the votes are in.
Wow.
But that being said, yes, I do believe her folksiness is endearing her to some degree, and I also believe that she's riding the coattails of some legislative action that she had no part in by saying that she fought back against vaccine mandates and illegal immigration and that she in some way stood up for the transgender issue. She had nothing to do with that. She didn't call for it. She didn't ask for it. She didn't lead on it. She just signed the bill when it came to her because she had to. So there's that. Dale?
I tend to agree with a lot of what you guys are saying here. I think Kay Ivey is in a really good position. I think she's picking all the right fights. I mean, she did an ad on illegal immigration and said, the left's going to try to cancel me. And then Maxine Waters came out and started hammering away on her. And that's like, okay, thank you very much for that. The other day, she was endorsed by the Susan B. Anthony Group, and the co-creator of the Big Bang Theory started calling her anti-Semitic. I don't know why she hasn't done anything with that. yet. Maybe she will. She's picking all the right fights. Jen Psaki hit on her. All these things are breaking in her way. And like you said, she's riding the coattails of stuff she had nothing to do with. And, you know, her one slip-up, as Jeff told us, you know, she got her a little outside of her comfort zone, and she started talking about gambling. And people were like, oh, okay, well, that's an interesting thing right there. Or maybe it was Phil who told us that. I don't remember. But that was the issue. She got out of her comfort zone, so maybe that is an issue. She gets up there on the stage and she kind of embarrasses herself, but she is picking all the right fights.
Your own question, Jeff. What do you think?
No, I think she's trending into. She was losing ground. I think she's gaining ground now. I just we're a month out. Can she get to 50%? I think it's in reach. But can she maintain this sort of level of all of these gifts being given to her by these outside liberal type voices? Can she sustain that? Is this sustainable? But look, I think she's going in the opposite direction of where she was.
Okay, there's that. Well, I'll tell you what, perfect timing. Copper, go ahead and take us to the break. Fellas, that's round one of today's Grand Council. All right, so we are, I think right now we're basically in total harmony. And we all agree that Dale Jackson gets intoxicated. All right, there's that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. solid conservative, just plain right. We're with the Grand Council, Dale Jackson from WVNN, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, and me right here, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Going right back now to the Grand Council with my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN. Jeff Poor from down at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile. All right, fellas, we're back to round two, which I think means, Dale, you're up.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about the congressional race, the 5th Congressional District. I keep hearing people tell me they love what they're seeing out of Casey Wardinsky's ads. We're starting to hear Dale Strong ads on the radio and see him on television. They're great, too. I think these are some pretty good campaigns that are running, but I just don't know if there's been enough attention. Maybe all the attention given to the Senate race has sucked the air out of the room. How are you viewing that race, Phil?
Right now, the sense I have, sometimes you kind of get a feeling of the vibe of the campaign, and right now, to me, it feels like the most momentum I see in a campaign is Casey Wardinsky. But the interesting thing is, report just came out like literally just today, maybe it was 18-19 that had it, that said that that Dale Strong has taken the lead in fundraising. Although when I read it, it was really only by about $30,000 or $40,000. Right now, I think those are the two front runners. There's no doubt about that. I think Casey Wardinsky has the momentum. That's the way I perceive it. Jeff, I'm not sure if you're tracking this one from down there in Mobile. What do you think?
Of course I am. I think Wardinsky is kind of he does have the momentum right now. I mean, he got that big House Freedom Caucus or Freedom Fund endorsement the other day. Let's look for this, guys. They're going to start going after Wardinsky's record as he was school superintendent. They're going to start talking about Common Core. They hadn't had a reason to go on offense against Casey Wardinsky until just now, where it looks like he's a threat. I think this goes to a runoff, and I think it's a jump ball, Dale Strong and Casey Wardinsky at this point when we get there.
Yeah, and by the way, I will agree with that. I think that they're waiting in the wings right now to slam him on something to do to his superintendent time, because they know better than to question anybody's military time right now. So I think that's probably true. Dale, your own question. What do you think?
I think everything you guys just said is exactly correct. I think that his time at the Huntsville City School Board is just filled with stuff that they're going to try to get him on, and I think it's pretty fruitful ground to be plowed, so we'll see where that goes. But, I think Wardinsky has the momentum, but Dale Strong, again, still the favorite, I think.
Okay. All right. There's that. And the fact that we should never underestimate the fact that Jeff monitors every race in the state. Okay,
Jeff's everywhere, man.
He's everywhere. Here's my question for you. Breaking news this afternoon was that the Florida State Legislature body slammed Disney by removing their self-governing status they've had since like 1967. And it was basically because, leadership by DeSantis and Florida Republicans said, hey, big corporation that's had so much influence on our politics, we're tired of this. Know your role. Compare and contrast that with your own commentary about Ivy and her biggest disappointment being the casino bosses not getting their way in this legislative session. I just see this vast disparity in that, but I'm wondering what you guys think about the comparing and contrasting of the two. So, Dale.
I don't know if you can really compare them. I do find it interesting that there are a lot of people screaming about how this billion-dollar corporation needs these special dispensations, and taking them away is somehow an attack on conservatism. That's always very interesting to note who's saying that and why they're saying that. As for the connection to what's going on here in Alabama, where KIV didn't do anything on gambling, but the gambling boss is still want something done, but they're cool with the status quo. I think you've got to kick them the same way DeSantis kicked Disney. They stepped out of line. They went over their skis. They kept the state from, or tried to keep the state from passing a reasonable law, and he punched them right in the mouth. We need less Joe Biden, more Ron DeSantis.
Jeffro.
Yeah, I think the Florida legislature is just reading the room here, and getting too woke, it doesn't come with some some kind of penalty, especially Disney's, you know, their threatening posture there. You can't have that. But these things can be turned back around. The Democrats can very well be in charge of Tallahassee and turn us around, I suppose. But this is I think if you're looking at the bottom line for Disney, then are any other company that's going down this avenue, then maybe it's smarter for your bottom line, your shareholders, to mind your P's and Q's.
Well, and now I know too that Jeff listens to my whole show every day because my monologue today at the opening was called Read the Room. Jeff, we got like a minute and a half, bud. What's your question?
Real quick, do you the Second Amendment stuff with Mike Durant, they had to redo, the Rhino Pack had to redo their ad. I don't know. I don't think it's having that much of an impact on Mike Durant. I still think he's a pretty solid front runner right now. What do y'all think?
I don't see that Second Amendment thing as really taking hold. I hear the occasional caller say that it concerns him, but I think most people recognize that it didn't have the same gravitas they thought it was going to in the political realm. Dale?
This is an attempt at death by a thousand cuts. It's not over. This is just the beginning of this phase of the campaign.
I think that's probably true too. All right, fellas. Good. Dale, Jeff, you got a question? You answered your own question?
Yeah, I don't think it's – I think he's sticking this out and he's riding this storm out, whatever you want to say about that. But I don't think it's hurting that much.
All right, there it is. All right, fellas. Copper, I know we're moving to a break. I don't hear any music, but I'm sure we're there. There it is. All right, folks, the Grand Council. Jeff Poore, thank you. Dale Jackson, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back again next Thursday with that Grand Council. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just – plain right. Coming back up, I'll be heading back to number two on the Triple Dipper. Know your role. Department of Energy, what did they do? You want to hear this. We'll be right back.